I'd like to talk today about the Mishnah and Gemara in Sechem Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, which discusses differences between the Pesach that was brought in Eretz Mitzrayim, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and the Korban Pesach that a person is required to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever there is a Beis HaMikdash, in all future generations. Specifically, about the halacha of checking the Korban Pesach for Mumim 4 days before the Shechita of the Korban. The Mishnah says, and the Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph of Sochem, Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doros. What differences are there between the way the Korban Pesach was brought in Mitzrayim and the way that the Korban is brought in all future generations? And the first difference is Mekcho mi be'osar. The Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim was purchased on the 10th day of the month of Nisan. Chumash. The Pesach tells us that the Korban Pesach was to be bought on the 10th day of the month of Nisan, which was 4 days before it was brought as a sacrifice, since the Korban was brought on Yudalad in Nisan. In Shmos Yud Beis, in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, it starts off, Achodesh Azeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lechem Lechot Shei Hashana, Davu Akol Adas Yisrael Leimar, Be'esar Lechodesh Azeh, V'yikhu Lehem Ish Selo Beis Ovo Selo Bayis. Everyone is supposed to take for themselves the Korban Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan. That's called Mekho Mi Be'esar. They take it or purchase it on the 10th day of Nisan. This only applied in the Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, so it did not apply in future generations. When the Korban Pesach was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it did not have to be purchased on the 10th of Nisan. However, there's another din that the Gemara adds, which did apply to the Korban Pesach in future generations as well, and is closely related, or would seem to be closely related, to the din of Mekho Viva'asa, purchasing it on the 10th of Nisan. Manolan, the Gemara discusses the fact that the Korban Pesach does not have to be purchased on the 10th of Nisan in future generations. Says Manolan, how do we know this? Diksev Dabru Okol Adas Yisrael Leimar, Be'asar Lachodesh Azev Yikhu Zem Mekho Mi Be'asar, Ve'im Pesach Toras Mekho Mi Be'asar. And Be'asar Lachodesh Azev, the 10th of this month, you should bring the Korban Pesach, you should purchase the Korban Pesach. But in future generations, the Korban Pesach does not have to be purchased on the 10th. This is a miut. The Torah is excluding the future Korbanos with the word Hazeh. It says, the Chodesh Hazeh. It's only this time that it has to be purchased on the 10th. Gemara asks, El Me'ata, V'hoi Lechem L'mishmer. The Gemara continues, El Me'ata, if you say that the word Hazeh teaches that this only applies by the first Korban Pesach, V'hoi Lechem L'mishmer, it's Arabo, so Yom Lechodesh Hazeh, Hochunami, Zeh Toran Bikur Abo Yomim Kodem Shechita, Bein Acher Toran Bikur. It says in the Pasuk Vav, the first one was Pasuk Gimel, it says over there, Be'asa L'chodesh Hazeh Yiklu, and Pasuk Vav it says, V'hoi Lechem L'mishmeres, this animal should remain for you, L'mishmeres, to be watched, Ad Arbo Oso Yom L'chodesh Hazeh, until the 14th day of the month, and that's when it will be slaughtered. It says in that pasuk, "Vayolchem lemishmeres arba asa yom lachodesh hazeh." It should be held until the 14th of this month. Over there, it again says the chodesh hazeh. The first pasuk says, "Ba'asa lachodesh hazeh v'yiklu." Here it says, "Vayolchem lemishmeres arba asa yom lachodesh hazeh." Should keep it until the 14th of this month. Shall we say there also that a Chodesh Hazeh is excluding future generations and is telling us that in other cases there is no din of Bikur Abaya Yamin? What does Bikur Abaya Yamin mean? Bikur means checking, investigating, looking at, scrutinizing. Bikur Abaya Yamin means the Korban Pesach has to be scrutinized for 4 days before it is sacrificed to check for Mumin. The scrutinization, the Bikur, the looking over the Korban, investigating, is looking over for Mumin, to see that the Korban has no Mum. Rashi explains, L'mishmeres Bikur, Shelo Yehei Bo Mum, Mevakrim Oso Kol Arba, all 4 days we check the carbon to see that there's no mum. Meaning, when it is purchased on the 10th, we check the carbon, make sure there's no mum. Again on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. Each time, we check again to make sure that there are no mumen. Even though we checked it the previous day, we check it again on the following day to make sure that no mum has come into being since the last time we checked, and to make sure we didn't overlook a mum. 4 days we have to check and recheck the carbon for a mum. That's what Rashi explains is the meaning of Bikur Arba'a Yomim, meaning the carbon pesach has to be purchased on the 10th of Nisan, and then the pasuk of Vayelachem L'Mishmeres teaches a second din. Rashi says that it has to be scrutinized for 4 days to make sure that it doesn't have a mum. In the second din, the pasuk again says L'Chodesh Hazeh, this month has that din, but other karbanos and future psachim as well do not have this din. If so, asks the Gemara, if you're going to say that Chodesh Hazeh means that other karbanos do not have this din, how will we explain the Brisa of Ben Bagbag, who says that the din of scrutinizing a carbon for 4 days before it is brought certainly does apply, at least to certain karbanas. But Tanya ben Bagbag Omer minayin l'tamid shetan bikur arba'a yomim kodem shechita. How do we know that the carbon tamid must be scrutinized 4 days before the shechita? The Brisa ben Bagbag is discussing the carbon tamid. Carbon tamid means the carbon that is brought twice a day, every day, to meet in Kisidron, one in the morning and one in the evening in the Beis HaMikdash. Whether it's a weekday, a Shabbat, or a Yom Tov, the Korban Tamid is brought twice a day. And that Korban Tamid has to be scrutinized 4 days in advance to make sure that it doesn't have a mum. Ben Bagbag says this din, and this is brought down Mahalacha by all the poskim. It does not apply to the Korban Musaf, it does not apply to a voluntary Korban. It only applies to the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid has to be scrutinized 4 days in advance. Shenema tishmeru la'akav li b'moado. The Korban Tamid, by the Korban Tamid, the pasuk says tishmeru la'akav li b'moado. Watch to see that this is brought in the proper time. Ulahalon loymer v'hoyelchem l'mishmeres ada ba'asar. And by the Korban Pesach it says v'hoyelchem l'mishmeres. It should be washed for 4 days. Rashi explains that we see that the word mishmeres means to scrutinize it to make sure it doesn't have a mum, to keep it and to watch that it doesn't have a mum. So if so, the word tishmeru lahakriv, which it says by the Korban Tamid, also must mean not just to be certain to be makrivit, to watch that you are makrivit, and to observe that it is brought. It means to scrutinize the Korban before offering it. Until the day that the Korban Tamid is offered, we scrutinize it 4 days in advance. Every Korban Tamid has to be scrutinized 4 days before it is brought. Just like the Korban Pesach had to be scrutinized 4 days before Shvita, Afkan Torn Bikur Arba Yomim Kodem Shvita. So to this one has to be scrutinized 4 days before Shvita. So the Gemara asks, why don't we say Achodesh Hazeh teaches that the din of scrutinizing 4 days applies only to the Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim and not to other Korbanos? It should not apply to the future Korban Pesach or to the Korban Tamid. The Rashi says, V'chiecha de l'deiris b'tamid boi biker huadin v'adai l'petach deiris. Rashi explains that the question is not just a question from the inference of Hazeh we should learn the Korban Tamid does not have to be checked. The inference of Hazeh should teach us that the Korban Pesach of future Doris does not have to be checked. Who says it does have to be checked? Says Rashi, well, if the Korban Tamid of future generations has to be checked, then certainly the Korban Pesach of future generations has to be checked. Therefore, if we learn from Hazeh that the Korban Pesach of future generations doesn't have to be purchased on the 10th, we should also learn from Hazeh that the Korban Pesach of future generations, as well as other Korbanos, should not have to be checked 4 days in advance. And if we see that the Korban Tamid in future generations has to be checked, then certainly the Korban Pesach of future generations will have to be checked. Rashi learns that the question over here is parallel to the original question. Mekhomi ba'asar, in as far as purchasing the carbon on the 10th of Nisan. The Pasuk said Azeh to exclude future Pesachim. If so, the Pasuk that tells us it has to be checked 4 days in advance also says Azeh. It should also exclude future Pesachim. Why is it that we find that the carbon tumah of future generations has to be checked 4 days in advance? And if so, we can infer that the carbon Pesach of future generations has to be checked 4 days in advance. Hazeh should teach us that only this carbon Pesach has to be checked 4 days in advance, the one that's brought in the Mitzrayim, and that future carbon Pesach. So the question, according to Rashi, is from the carbon Pesach to the carbon Pesach. Just like the carbon Pesach does not need Mekel Mibasar in future generations, we'll call it Pesach Zairus, like the Gemara and Mishnah call it. Just like Pesach Zairus does not need to be purchased on the 10th, it should not need to be checked 4 days in advance. Why then do we find that the carbon tumah has to be checked 4 days in advance? From which we can infer that certainly the carbon Pesach, which is the source of the teaching that the tumah has to be checked 4 days in advance, that the carbon Pesach also should be checked 4 days in advance. If the carbon, why is it that the carbon Pesach does have to be checked 4 days in advance if it does not have to be purchased on the 10th? In both verses, the verse that teaches, the pasuk that teaches Mekol mi be'asar, we find the word Hazeh to teach us that it does not apply in Pesach Tairis. Also in the pasuk that teaches us Bikur Abar Yomim, we find the word Hazeh to teach us that it doesn't apply in future generations. Why is it that one of them does seem to apply to future generations of Pesach, to Pesach Tairis? It seems that Bikur Abar Yomim does apply to Pesach Tairis. Now the Gemara continues here, and it's not very clear how to learn the Gemara until Rashi helps us learn it. The Gemara continues and says, it says first, Shani Yosin Diksiv Tishmeru. Very good. In the case of the Korban Tumah of future generations, the Pasuk says Tishmeru. If it says Tishmeru, we have a special Xeris of teaching us that you have to watch it, and we know what watching means because we learned that out from the Korban Pesach of Mitzrayim, where it says Mishmeres, and it means to watch it for 4 days. Since it says Tishmeru, therefore we have to examine the Korban Tumah also 4 days in advance. You have a special pasuk teaching that you're mechuyev to, therefore it has to be examined 4 days in advance. Whereas by the regular Korban Pesach Dairus of future generations, you don't have a pasuk. Now the Gemara says, "Pesach Tairus Nami Haksev Avada Tairus Avodah Zos B'Chodesh Hazeh Sheyu Kol Avodah Chodesh Zeh Kazeh." By Pesach Tairus also, we have a pasuk which compares Pesach Tairus to the Pesach Mitzrayim. It says whatever halachos apply to Pesach of Mitzrayim should apply to all future generations. So therefore, just like we have a pasuk that compares the Korban Tumid to the Pesach of Mitzrayim, we have a pasuk that compares the Korban Pesach Deus to the Pesach of Mitzrayim. Why is it that so what exactly is the Gemara saying now? Why is this still part of the question? Is this the answer when it says over here that we have a pasuk comparing Pesach Deus to Pesach Mitzrayim? You could learn that that's the question. We're asking, so what if we have a pasuk telling us the carbon tumah has to be brought, examined 4 days in advance? We also have a pasuk telling us the carbon pesach has to be examined 4 days in advance. And if so, we could say that that's a question. Why is it that the carbon pesach does not have to be examined 4 days in advance? But as we said, Rashi, right? In other words, why is it the carbon pesach does not have to be examined 4 days in advance? And then the Gemara will have to still answer its original question of why is it that we learn out the Korban Tumid has to be examined 4 days in advance, but when it comes to the Korban Pesach, why should we learn out the Korban Tumid is examined 4 days in advance, yet we say that the Korban Pesach of Pesach Tairus is not examined 4 days in advance? Rashi says that's not what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is giving an answer still. Our answer is the Korban Tumid has to be examined 4 days in advance because the Pasuk says Tishmeru Lahakrivli. The Korban Pesach Deiris, the Pesach Deiris has to be also examined 4 days in advance because of the Xerah Shava. So meaning that we have a Xerah Shava telling us the Korban Pesach Deiris should be the same as Pesach Mitzrayim. What about Mekhomi Be'asar? And so Mechel Mibasar also should be required by Pesach Teiris. We should say Pesach Teiris has to be purchased on the 10th because of the same Teiris Shava. So Rashi deals with that question, and Rashi says that Mir Le'inin Mechel Mibasar Imet Mehazer. When it comes to Mechel Mibasar, we have a Mir of Hazer. Wait, but then why don't we say that the word Hazer in the Pasuk of Bikur Abar Yamim is also a Ma'id Karvan Pesach Teiris? Just like you say that Hazer by the Pasuk of Mechel Mibasar teaches us that that does not apply to Pesach Teiris, it only applies to the first Pesach. The Hazer of the second Pasuk, which discusses the Mishmeres, the fact that you have to examine the carbon 4 days in advance, should also be teaching us that the Pasuk does not apply to Pesach Teiris. So the Gemara, so Rashi says, the Gemara is about to answer that question and explain what we do with the Hazer of the second Pasuk and why it is not teaching that Pesach Dairus does not require Bikur. And that's the next few words of the Gemara. The next words are, Ela Hahu Hazer, what about the Hazer of Bikur? What is it excluding? Lemutai Pesach Sheni Tikavose. It's excluding the Pesach Sheni Tikavose, which is similar to the Pesach of Mitzrayim. It's teaching us that the Pesach Sheni does not have to be examined for 4 days in advance. The Pesach Rishon does have to be examined 4 days in advance. But the Pesach Sheni, that's brought in Ir, Yudalat Ir, does not have to be examined 4 days in advance. That is what the Pesach is teaching us with the Hazer in the second Pasuk. So to review, the first Pasuk teaches us Mechel Mibasar. When it says L'chayish Hazer, it means that future generations, the Pesach Teiris does not have to be purchased on the 10th of the month. The second Pasuk teaches us the Korban has to be, the Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim had to be examined 4 days in advance. The Hazer over there is not excluding the future generations of Korban Pesach. What is it excluding? Says Rashi, it's excluding the Pesach Sheni. It's teaching us that Pesach Sheni does not have to be examined 4 days in advance. What about the Pesach Teiris and the Korban Tamid? Those do have to be examined 4 days in advance. Why? Because it's a Gzeirah Sheva that compares Pesach Teiris to Pesach Mitzrayim. And as far as the Korban Tamid is concerned, there's a Pesach Tishmeru that teaches us the Korban Tamid has to be washed, has to be examined in advance. And therefore, we will not learn out from Hazer that these Korbanos do not have to be examined. Why should we learn from Hazer that Pesach Sheni doesn't have to be examined, but Pesach Teiris does have to be examined? Let's learn out from Hazer that neither Pesach Sheni nor Pesach Teiris have to be examined. Like by Mechel Mibasar, we learn out that we learn out from the Hazer in that Pasuk that the Pesach Deiris does not have to be purchased on the 10th. Why don't we say, right? And we know the Pesach Sheni also doesn't have to be purchased on the 10th of the month. It seems we're learning both that from that one Pasuk. Say the same thing over here in the second Pasuk, that the Pasuk of Mishmeres discussing Bikur should be teaching us that B'chodesh Hazer, it only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim. It does not apply neither to Pesach Deiris, to future Korban Pesach, nor does it apply to the Pesach Sheni. Why should we say it's only excluding Pesach Sheni? So Rashi says that the word dekavase is the key. We're saying Pesach Sheni dekavase. We only exclude Pesach Sheni because that's a carbon in which the chag only applies for 1 day. To have a yom echad kamo Pesach Mitzrayim. We know that Pesach Mitzrayim, they are only also in chometz 1 day. It says Pesach Mitzrayim, it says, only had Isser, it says, Nechel b'chipotam b'layla echad, whereas Pesach Beret Meir Kol Shiva. That's what our Mishnah says. Pesach Mitzrayim was only layla echad. It only had a din of Pesach of Isser Chomets, layla echad. And Pesach Teiris applies Kol Shiva, whereas we have a chiyuv of eating matzah and Isser Chomets all 7 days. Minayin, the Gemara brings a price, so the teacher says, Minayin lepesach Mitzrayim, shein chimutz v'noyeg ela yom echad, tam alom lo yechol chametz. It only applies 1 day. Since Korban Pesach Sheni only applies 1 day, there's no associated yontif that applies 7 days, therefore it's more similar to the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim than the normal Pesach that we bring on Yudalat Nisan. Because of that, when it says B'chodesh Hazer, we say it's only excluding Pesach Sheni. because that's similar to Pesach Mitzrayim, but it's not excluding the Pesach Dairis. It's not excluding future generations of Korban Pesach. When we say B'chodesh Hazeh, we're only excluding Pesach Sheni from Bikra Abba Yamin. We're not excluding more than that. We're not excluding Pesach Dairis, which is a seven-day holiday. Ask Rashi and Taisvus, why don't we say that the first Pasuk also is only excluding Pesach Sheni? Maybe the Pasuk that teaches Mechol Mibe'asar is only excluding Pesach Sheni from Mechol Mibe'asar. It's teaching that the Pesach Sheni does not have to be purchased on the 10th of Iyar, whereas the Pesach Rishon that we bring L'dairis, Pesach Dairis, perhaps does have to be purchased on the 10th. Why should we assume that the first Pasuk is excluding Pesach Sheni, but not only Pesach Sheni, it's excluding Pesach Dairis? Why don't we say the first Pasuk is also excluding only Pesach Sheni? Rashi and Tosos both answer this question, and I believe that the answers that they give reveal to us a very basic difference in understanding between Rashi and Taisus in this mitzvah of Bikur Arba Yamim. What the mitzvah is to have Mechol Be'asar and Bikur Arba Yamim. What the mitzvah is to purchase the carbon at the time of Pesach Mitzrayim on the 10th of Nisan and to examine it for 4 days. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, Rashi says the second pasuk, even though it only says mishmeres, it's mashma not only that you have to examine the korban pesach 4 days in advance, but that you have to purchase it on the 10th. Till mishmeres mashma bikur u'mekach. When it says vayelchem mishmeres, it should be for you to keep, to watch it, to examine it. It's mashma to examine it, that you have to examine it and you have to look it over for 4 days. So it's a mashma that you have to buy it, that you have to separate it and designate it as a Korban Pesach. That's also part of the Mishmeres, to designate it. When it says Hazeh, it's teaching that Pesach Sheni does not have to be examined 4 days in advance, and it doesn't have to be designated. The Idich Hazeh, but the Hazeh, the first Pesach, which only discusses Mechol Mibe'asar, V'yikhulem Ish Selev Esav, that pasuk, Mamai Pesach Teiras from Mekach Basar, it's Mamai Pesach Teiras from Mekach Basar, but it doesn't discuss the din of Bikur Arba Yamim at all. Of Bikur Arba Yamim, no Mamai play. It's not Mamai altogether the Pesach Teiras from Bikur Arba Yamim, because the pasuk's not discussing Bikur Arba Yamim. Now Rashi asks a practical question. How could you examine the carbon 4 days in advance without designating it 4 days in advance? And if there's no din of Mechol Mibe'asar, then how could you possibly examine the carbon 4 days in advance? So Rashi answers, "In lo efrisha mibe'asar, yivakesh shnayim u'shloisha tlo mibe'asar, v'shash chita yikachach ha'man." You could just examine a number of different animals in advance. Each one of them is a candidate for the Korban Pesach. Which one will you use for the Korban Pesach? On the 14th of Nisan, you're going to designate your Korban Pesach and decide which one. But until then, you have a choice of bringing any one of those animals as a Korban. Meaning, on the Pesach of Mitzrayim, you had to designate one Korban, say this is the Korban, examine it 4 days in advance. And the Pesach Dairis, which is born in future generations, you just examine a number of animals, and on Erev Pesach, you decide which one you want to bring as the carbon. But you don't designate which one is the carbon until the last moment. When Rashi defines Mechol Mibe'asar in the Mishnah, he says, Omer Zeh L'Shem Pesach. He said, this is L'Shem Pesach. It seems to be that he's designating it and being Makdish it as a carbon Pesach. The second Pasuk is discussing both L'Mishmeres, meaning designating it and Makdish it as a Pesach, and checking it 4 days. When the Pasuk says Hazeh to be Memai Pesach Sheni, it means Pesach Sheni doesn't have either of these two dinim. When the first Pasuk says that the Korban Pesach has to be purchased on the 10th, meaning you have to be Makdish on the 10th, and you have to designate it on the 10th, over there when it says Hazeh to be Memai, it's Memai Pesach Deiris from the din of mekach mibasa. It's not mamayach pesach sheni. It's not mamayach pesach sheni because we already know that from the second pasuk. It's mamayach pesach teres, which you don't yet know, and teaching us that the din of mekach mibasa does not apply to pesach teres. Rashi says basically that the pasuk of Mishmeres is Memayit Pesach Sheni, both from Arba'a Yomim Kaidim and from Mechel Mibasar. That's why the first Pasuk must be Memayit Pesach Teres. Tosfos approaches it differently. Tosfos says, the Pesach Teres might be Nemiva of Adita, Vlekla Meimel HaZeh, the Mechel Mibasar, Nami Bola Mayit Pesach Sheni. Don't think that the word HaZeh in the first Pasuk is Memayit Pesach Sheni and not Pesach Teres. You don't need a pasuk to tell us that Pesach Sheni doesn't have to be purchased on the 10th. Why? He doesn't follow the logic of Rashi that the verse, the pasuk, is Memayit Pesach Sheni from Mekhel Mibasar when it says Mishmeres only applies to Chodesh Hazeh. No, that pasuk is not discussing Mekhel Mibasar, it's only discussing Bikur. How do we know that there's no din of Mekach Mibasar by Pesach Sheni? It says Tosfos, well, if you don't have to check it 4 days in advance, why in the world would I think that you have to purchase it 4 days in advance? Therefore, by the very fact that you don't have to check the carbon Pesach Sheni 4 days in advance, we can infer that it doesn't have to be purchased 4 days in advance. If so, when the Pesach tells us that Mekach Mibasar only applies to Chodesh Hazeh but not to other carbonos, it's not necessary to teach us that the Pesach Sheni, it doesn't have to be checked 4 days in advance. It must be coming to teach that the Pesach Deiris does not have to be checked 4 days in advance for Pesach Rishon even. There's, a very basic difference between the way Rashi and Tosfos are understanding the din of Mekhel Mibasar. The way Rashi's understanding it, Mekhel Mibasar is one din, and because they're completely different din. Whereas Tosfos says that Mekach Mibasar is necessary only in order to check the carbon 4 days in advance in Pesach Mitzrayim. Now it's true that Tosfos agrees, Tosfos is clearly agreeing, that Pesach Teiris does not have to be purchased 4 days in advance, but you could examine a number of different animals and then on your dalet you could choose which one is the one that you're bringing, because only the din of Bikar Bar Yamim applies, but not the din of Mekach Mibasar. That doesn't apply to Pesach Teiris. So Tosfos agrees that you don't have to purchase it in advance in order to do Bikur. But Tosfos does say there would be no point at all in being Makdish in advance if you don't have to do Bikur. Meaning, Tosfos understands that just like Bikur is just like a Hechshur for the carbon. A Hechshur meaning preparing the carbon to be sacrificed. In order to sacrifice it, you have to make sure it doesn't have a mum. It's not part of the sacrificial service. Making sure that it doesn't have a mum isn't part of the sacrifice. You just want to make sure it's a kosher carbon. Once you see it doesn't have a mum, it's a kosher carbon. If it's a kosher carbon, then you could bring it on your dalet. Checking it 4 days is just a way of preparing it, of making sure that it fits the requirements for the carbon. That's the point of this mitzvah of checking it 4 days. The same way, being matish and designating it in advance before those 4 days by Pesach Mitzrayim was only in order to check the carbon. Normally, by Pesach Teres, the Torah didn't require that we designate and say, this is the only one that I'm checking. But for Pesach Mitzrayim, the Torah wanted us to be more careful. It said you have to designate in advance which is the only one that you are going to be bringing as a carbon. And that carbon is the one that you have to bring after 4 days on your Dalet B'Nisan. That carbon is the one that has to be checked. So you're only being Makdish it and separating it now in order to check it. Meaning that normally you don't have to check it after your Makdish it, you could check it before your Makdish it and be Makdish it in the last minute. But by Pesach Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us also to be Makdish it 4 days in advance in order to start checking it, so that we should feel more that it's a carbon Pesach while we're checking it and check it more carefully. So Rashi is learning that the din of Mekhel Mibasar and Pesach Mitzrayim was a din, was a separate din though. Rashi might be learning that Mekhel Mibasar is not related to checking it for Mumin at all. It would be required, even if you wouldn't have to check it for Mumin at all. Even in Pesach Sheni, for instance, when you don't have to check it for Mumin, there's a Havamina, you might have to separate it on the 10th. Why? Rashi's learning that the din of Mekhel Mibasar is not a din in Hechsher for the Karba. It's not a din in making sure that it has no problems, that it has no, has nothing that will make it puzzle. It's a din in the Hakrovah Sakarba. Just like you normally have to be makdish a korban before you're makavit, you have to say a reza hektish, and otherwise you can't bring it as a korban. Here the Torah requires that you have to be makdish it 4 days in advance. The Torah requires that it should be hektish, that's used to being hektish, so to speak. It's hektish that has been hektish already for 4 days before you are makavit. This is part of the hakbrava. The beginning of the hakbrava is that you makdish it, and in the case of Pesach Mitzrayim, the Torah required that you are makdish it 4 days in advance, in order that you should start the process of being makavit 4 days in advance. So according to Tosfos, the din of Mechomim, the din of Bikar Bar Yomim, it's just a hechsher to make sure the carbon doesn't have a mum. And the din of Mechomim Bar is also part of that hechsher. You want to make sure the carbon doesn't have a mum, and you want to check it after being makdish it 4 days in advance. According to Rashi, the din of Bikar Bar Yomim is you have to make sure that it doesn't have a mum. It's a hechsher. It's making sure it has nothing to make it puzzle. But the din of being makdish it 4 days in advance, the din of Mechomim Bar, which applied by Pesach Mitzrayim, is a din of the hakrava sakarvan. It's the beginning of the hakrava. You have to start being makavit 4 days in advance by being makdashit 4 days in advance. It's not part of removing the mumin. It's actually part of the hakrava. These are, I think, are two approaches to mechomi ba'asar. I think that there's another approach, a third approach, which is the Rambam's approach. In order to see the Rambam's approach, it's necessary to relearn the Gemara after seeing what the Rambam says. The Rambam brings the halacha of checking the carbon tumid 4 days in advance in Hilchas Smidim and Musafin. You'll find it in the Mara Makomos file. It's number 3. The Rambam says that he quotes the Ben Babbat. He says, V'yu muchonim koydim yom akrova v'arbo yomim. You always have to have 6 kabanos, 6 sheep that have been examined and are staying in the Lishkas Atlam. That's a section in the base of Mikdash where they keep the examined sheep which are being prepared for the Talmud. They have to be prepared 4 days in advance. Even though you checked them originally, they would not check it until they checked it another time before Shchita La'ora Avukos, by the light of torches, because they would prepare it at night. The Karban Tumid Shel Shachar will be prepared when it's still before daybreak. So they check it again before daybreak. The Rambam, first of all, seems to be learning the whole din of Bikur differently than Rashi. He doesn't say you check it kol arba all 4 days. He says that you have to check it a second time before Shchita. It seems clear from the Rambam. You check it once 4 days in advance, and a second time before Shchita because you're about to shecht it. He doesn't say this bichlal, there's altogether a din of checking the carbon 4 days, one day after another day after another day. He says it has to be prepared 4 days in advance. That's the din of Korban Tumid. We would expect to find such a din by Korban Pesach also in the Rambam, because as Rashi showed us and Taisus showed us, the din of Bikar Bar Yamin does apply to Pesach Tairis, even though it doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. However, that's not the case. The Rambam doesn't say a word about Bikar of the Korban Pesach anywhere in Hilchas Korban Pesach. In the end of Hilchas Korban Pesach, the Rambam sums up the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Tayris. And he says, Klal zeh shenemer b'Mitzrayim, sheilokach ha-Pesach mi be'el sar, v'shehutan ha-gras tam, v'agudus eidu v'mashkav shtei mezuzah, sheyechu b'chipazan, einosun dvar noi gais l'dayris, v'lo nasa alav ha-Pesach Mitzrayim b'var. They only apply by Pesach Mitzrayim, which is our Mishnah. He says Pesach mekhomi be'el sar doesn't apply. He doesn't say a word about Bikar Bar Yamin. Perhaps he holds that Bikar Bar Yamin does apply. But he lists before this the differences between Pesach Rishon and Sheni. And in the long list that he gives, he does not mention anything about Bikar Bar Yamin. It's clear that Karban Pesach Sheni does not need Bikar Bar Yamin. The Gemara says clearly, Lemute Pesach Sheni de Kavosa. It does not need to be checked 4 days in advance. Why doesn't the Rambam mention that the Karban Pesach Rishon has to be checked 4 days in advance, but the Pesach Sheni doesn't have to be? This is actually a question out of Mishnah. The Mishnah on Sarakayim and Aleph says, Mavan Pesach Rishon L'Sheni, and gives a partial list. but does not mention Bikur Bo Yomim. Tosfos asks why it doesn't mention Bikur Bo Yomim, and he says, well, maybe Shire Nami, that it's not a Mishnah that's trying to list all the differences. It lists only some of the differences. It doesn't list all of the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Then he asks for Mitzvah Sefta and gives another answer, that we're not interested in listing the things that apply to other Karbonos. The Rambam, though, should certainly have listed it. The Rambam's supplying a full list of the differences between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. And the Rambam should mention this difference, or at least bring down somewhere in Hilchos Pesachim that the Pesach Rishon does have to be checked 4 days in advance. The Rambam doesn't mention it. It seems clear that the Rambam holds that the Korban Pesach Rishon does not have to be checked 4 days in advance. The Radvaz, in Hilchos Tzmitim Umusafim, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, says that the Rambam does not seem to hold that the Korban Pesach has to be checked 4 days in advance. And he says that the truth is that this is the way it seems from the Gemara in Pesachim Tzadik Vavim and Aleph. Says, our Gemara seems to be mashma like that. What does he mean? We just learned the Gemara, and we saw that Rashi and Tosfos explained clearly that the Din of Arba Yomim does apply to the Korban Pesach Rishon. If so, how could the Rambam be learning the Gemara to say that it doesn't apply? The key to answering this lies in Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that the Perush of this Gemara is not the way the Rashi explains it, but that something that Rashi saw as part of the answer of the Gemara is really part of the question, is a new question of the Gemara. The Merkavas of Mishnah is mechavan to this, by the way, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, and comes out with almost the exact same perush as Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara said that the Korban Tamid has to be inspected 4 days in advance, before Shechita, because it says Tishmeru. The Gemara says that Pesach Teres Nani Yosiv Avatas HaChodesh HaVodas Oz V'Chodesh Hazeh Sheyukol HaVodas Chodesh HaKazeh. Rashi learned, Rashi said, B'nichusa. This isn't the question. We're saying, just like the Tamid has to be inspected 4 days in advance, the Pesach also has to be inspected 4 days in advance. And when the Gemara continues, Elahu Azela Mute Pesach Sheni, it means that there is one thing that we are excluding from 4 days in advance, and that's the Pesach Sheni. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, when it says, U Pesach Teres Nani Hoksiv, Hoksiv implies a question, it is asking a question. Just like the Korban Tamid needs inspection 4 days in advance, the Pesach Teres should also need inspection 4 days in advance, because we have a Hekesh, Sheyukol HaVodas Chodesh there, because there. So if you're going to tell me that the word HaChodesh HaZeh is, if you're going to tell me that when you have a Hekesh, then we do have to inspect it 4 days in advance, why don't we have to inspect the Korban Pesach Deiris 4 days in advance? We don't find that you have to inspect it 4 days in advance, and yet the Pasuk says a Hekesh to compare it to Pesach Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Chananel says this ad, Akshin and Tuhu, Pesach Deiris, Amai Einton Bikar Bo Yomim, Rotsiv, Avazos HaVaydazos. It's clear from Rabbeinu Chananel that our conclusion is going to be Pesach Deiris does not have to be inspected 4 days in advance. The Gemara here is asking a question. Why don't we apply the Hekesh? Now the Gemara is going to have to give an answer and explain why we do not apply the Hekesh to Pesach Teres. It answers, Ela, who is there? Lemute Pesach Sheni Tekavase. It's Mamai Pesach Sheni Tekavase. Now here, we run into trouble. What do you mean it's Mamai Pesach Sheni? Why don't you just say, Ela, who is there? Lemute Pesach Teres. The Hazer is Mamai Pesach Teres. Why didn't we say that the Hazer of the din of Mishmeres, which teaches to investigate it 4 days in advance, is coming to teach you that the halacha does not apply to Pesach Teres? Why are we throwing in suddenly Pesach Sheni? Why are we skipping from Pesach Teres to Pesach Sheni? We're discussing Pesach Teres and saying, why don't we need inspection Pesach Teres? We say, Elahu lemute Pesach Sheni dekavase. Well, what's the Pesach Sheni have to do with anything? So over here, the Mekeves of Mishnah has problems. He says it's Lav Davka, which is very schwer. We're discussing Pesach Teres, we throw in Pesach Sheni. The Ksav HaKabbalah in Shmais, Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Vav, accepts the Mekeves of Mishnah's Perish, and he says a new explanation of Pesach Sheni. He says Pesach Sheni means Pesach that was brought the second year, meaning Pesach Midbar. Pesach that was brought in the Midbar. The Pesach brought in the Midbar is the same as every other Pesach. So this Pesach is the second Pesach that was brought, which is the same as all other Pesach Teres. According to that, when it says Amut Pesach Sheni, it really means Pesach Teres. Because the Pesach Sheni, because it's being reminded the second Pesach that was brought in the Midbar. which also is problematic for the words Pesach Sheni to be used in this sense when it never is used in this sense. It could have said Pesach Midbar, which is the way it's usually explained. The Rebbeinu Chananel himself, though, addresses this issue, and I think that he's answering this question. I believe that what he's saying is, well, what he says is, in the Mutzah Pesach Sheni the Kavase, he says the Pesach is being reminded Pesach Sheni. The Kavase means, I would have thought that Pesach Sheni requires Mekach Mibahasar. Why? Because it's similar to Pesach Mitzrayim. Afal Pikein, the Pesach teaches us, Lemute Pesach Sheni, the Kavase, even though it's similar to Pesach. He says, Tekivan Zuhu Nami Pesach Kavase Havamar Binenle, even though it's only a Pesach Sheni and not a Pesach Rishon, I would have thought to include Pesach Sheni in the din of Bikra Bar Yamin. The Pesach therefore teaches that it doesn't apply. Now, he says that when it says Kavase, it doesn't mean that it's brought only for one day, because then when the Pesach Mamai Pesach Sheni in Kavase, it's only being Mamai Pesach Sheni, which only is brought on one day, whereas Pesach Teres, which has a din of Kol Shiva, would not be included in the Mi'at. So that's not what it means. What it means is, Lemute Pesach Sheni in Kavase, the Pesach Sheni is also considered a Pesach. I think what he wants to say is as follows. The words in the Pesach are, and by Mishmeret also it says, on the 14th of this month. What is the simple meaning of the pasuk? Is it being memayit some other korban, or is it being memayit another month? If it says lachaydish hazeh, it's being memayit another month. Therefore, it's much simpler to learn that chaydish hazeh is being memayit Pesach Sheni. Whenever we could learn that chaydish hazeh is memayit Pesach Sheni, we will not say it's memayit any other korban, not a korban tavin, not a korban pesach teyas, or anything else. Therefore, right, it's much simpler to learn chaydish hazeh memayit Pesach Sheni, Chodesh Azeh, but not in Chodesh Ir. In Chodesh Ir, you don't have this halacha. In fact, in all the other limudim, all the other miyutim that we're going to have later, we're going to see that it's discussing the halachas that apply to Pesach Sheni, and therefore I would think they apply to Pesach Rishon also, and they're not excluded from the words of Chodesh Azeh. But anything that does not have to apply to Pesach Sheni will say Chodesh Azeh, Mamai Pesach Sheni. Once it's Mamayit Pesach Sheni, it's Mamayit Pesach Rishon also, because that's also a type of a Pesach. So when we're saying Lemute Pesach Sheni Tekavose, when it means that since we can be Mamayit Pesach Sheni Tekavose, why would I? The Rebbeinu Chananel explains that the Gemara is asking, why would I think to be Mamayit Pesach Sheni? There's no reason to assume that Pesach Sheni does have a din of Bikra Bar Yamin. There's no hekesh to teach that Pesach Sheni has to have Bikra Bar Yamin, so why would I think to exclude it? The Havamin of the Gemara was that Chodesh Hazeh is not excluding Pesach Sheni. Why? Because there's no reason to think that a Pesach Sheni would require Bikra Bar Yamin. The Gemara answers to Kavase. If it's also a Pesach, then just like Pesach Mitzrayim requires Bikra, anything that has a shame, Pesach, should require Bikra. Therefore, we need a pasuk to exclude Pesach Sheni. Once it excludes Pesach Sheni, now we assume that it will exclude Pesach Rishon of future generations as well, meaning it excludes Pesach Sheni and any other Pesach from then on. The Chodesh Hazeh, but it's excluding anything in the future, including Pesach Sheni and any other Pesach from then on. You could say perhaps a slightly different twist, then we'll explain the Rambam that might add a little bit. When it's saying Pesach Sheni Kavase, it's saying Lemute Pesach Sheni. Again, it's excluding Pesach Sheni because HaChodesh Hazeh is Memayit Chodesh Ir. The Pesach that's done in another month should not be done this way. And when it says the Kavase, it means the Kavase, the Pesach Sheni, is similar to Pesach Deiris. It doesn't mean the Kavase, that Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Deiris. And now what it's saying is that Ahu Hazeh, Lemute Pesach Sheni, the Hazeh is Memayit Pesach Sheni because it says Achodesh Hazeh as opposed to Ir. Dika Bose, and Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Deiris. Therefore, just like we're Memayit Pesach Sheni, we're also Memayit Pesach Deiris. Hazeh, Lemutesh Pesach Sheni, Dika Bose, which is similar to Pesach Deiris, and that's why Pesach Deiris is not evident of Bikra Bar Yamin. I think that is how the Rambam will learn the Gemara. We've explained how the Rambam learns the Gemara, but we haven't explained yet another point. Why didn't the Rambam write that this is the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Teres? Pesach Mitzrayim has Mekol, Mibe'osar, and Bikar Bo'ayamin. Pesach Teres does not. Why didn't he mention that this is a difference between the future Pesach and the one of Mitzrayim? I think the only way to answer this is to say that the Rambam does not differentiate between Mekol Mibe'osar and Bikar Bo'ayamin. The Rambam understands that the din of Bikar Bo'ayamin is that one has to that one has to buy the Korban Pesach 4 days in advance and check it then. That's all one din. Mekol Mibe'osar and Bikar Bo'ayamin are equivalent. They're the exact same din. And if so, if the din of Bikar of Mekach Be'asar does not apply to Pesach Sheni, and Bikar Bo'ayamim also does not apply to Pesach Sheni, because Mekach Be'asar means you have to purchase it in advance and you have to check it. Why should they be connected? The Rambam learns that the reason that you have to check the korban in advance is only because when you matish a korban, when you separate, you designate a korban, you have to designate a korban that's tamim. You're not allowed to designate a korban that has a mum. The din of Bikar is teaching us then when you designate the Korban Pesach, you have to check it out in advance before you designate it, before you makdish it, to make sure that it doesn't have a mum, because you're not allowed to be makdish the Korban with a mum. You want to make sure that this Korban is fit to be brought as a Korban Pesach. Maybe by other Korbanas, you don't have to check it in advance. You could assume that they don't have a mum, and in the last minute, you'll check it. But over here, by the Korban Pesach, the Torah says, Mekol Mibe'asar, you have to check it in advance. You have to check it 4 days in advance. In fact, it's mistabra according to the Rambam that you always have to check a korban in advance before you makdish it. The chiddush here is that you have to check it 4 days in advance because you have to be makdish it 4 days in advance. What this means is that we discussed before the differences in Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi and Tosfos, Mekol Mibe'asar is a din in actually beginning the mahakrava of the korban. But as far as the din of Bikar Bo'ayamin, Tosfos learned that that's we learned that according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Bikar Bo'ayamim is certainly a din that's not related to the hakrava of the korban, but it's just preparing the korban to make sure it doesn't have a mum. Tosfos learned that the din of Mekol Mibe'asar is also a din of preparing the korban for Shechita to make sure it doesn't have a mum. You have to buy it 4 days in advance to make sure it doesn't have a mum. Rashi learned, no, Mekol Mibe'asar is the beginning of the hakdasha, it's the beginning of the hakrava. The Rambam's learning that even the din of Bikar Bo'ayamim Koidim, which means you check out the korban 4 days in advance, is a din in the Hakrova. To begin the Hakrova process, you have to be makdashit and designated 4 days in advance. But before you designate it, the Torah says, make sure it doesn't have a mum. That's the din of Bikar Bo'ayamim Koidim. Making sure that it doesn't have a mum, and then being makdashit and designating it as a korban. When the Rambam learns that that the din of Bikur only applies once, and applies 4 days in advance, you don't have to check it every day. His explanation is l'shitaso, because he learns the din of Bikur Bo'ayamim is the din of the Hekdish, and din of being makdish for carbon. You have to be makdish it 4 days in advance, make sure that's a carbon that's acceptable for Akrava. According to the Rambam, as long as you've checked it when you're a makdish it, you don't have to continue checking it every day. Before you're a mark of it, then you have to check it a second time. That's true. That's because the Torah says that check it again to make sure that it's kosher. That's just a preventative measure to make sure it doesn't have a mum. That's just a hefsha. But the din of checking it before you're a makdish it the first time, 4 days in advance, is halacha of that's the halacha of actually preparing the korban. That's the halacha of actually being makir the korban. That's the beginning of the hakdasha of the korban. In order to be makdash the korban, you have to check it and make sure that it doesn't have a mum, so that you can make a good hakdash. This is the way the Rambam is learning the din of Bikar Bo'ayamim. And again, the Rambam learns this applies to korban talmid, but it does not apply to Pesach Teres. I think that we could find a number of Rias to the Rambam, to this opinion of the Rambam, we could equate Mekol Mibe'asar and the din of Mishmeres or Bikar Bo'ayamim, and they're really one and the same halacha. One raya, the Tzofnas Paneach mentions that there's a Tosefta in Perek Ches of Pesachim, which says that Pesach Deiris is different from Pesach Mitzrayim in another way as well. Pesach Mitzrayim, it says, Ein Dokim Sheva Ayin Poslim Bo. Dokim Sheva Ayin is a very minimal mum, a mum that's barely noticeable. The Dokim Sheva Ayin is a special, is a, one of the special halachas of mumin, that even if it has a small mum in the eye, it's puzzle for Akrava. It only applies to karbanas that a Jew brings. Karbanas that a guy brings are kosher, even if they have a Dokim Sheva Ayin. As long as they're not missing an aver, missing an entire limb, they're not considered a bal mum. The Brisa says, the Tosefta says, that Pesach Mitzrayim was kosher even if it had Dokim Sheva Ayin, as long as it wasn't missing an aver, as long as it wasn't missing an actual limb. What's the reason for this? So the Mefarsh Tosefta explained, because Bnei Yisrael didn't yet have a din of Hakrevas Bnei Yisrael. As far as carbon was concerned, they weren't considered yet Bnei Yisrael, and what they brought was considered like the carbon of a guy, which was kosher even if it was missing, even if it had a problem with Dokim Sheva Ayin, as long as it wasn't missing a limb. As long as it wasn't missing the entire limb, it's kosher, it's not considered a bal mum. Or it could be this. Another reason, it could be just because the Torah didn't give that requirement there, even if they had it in Bnei Yisrael. Whatever it is, what kind of inspection should be necessary for 4 days in advance, every day, to make sure that it's not missing a limb? That's not an inspection. If you want to see that the animal's not missing a limb, you just look at it. According to the Rambam, the pasuk just says, Nechum mi basar, buy it 4 days in advance, and obviously you have to make sure that it's not missing a limb when you buy it. It's not, there's no inspection necessary to see that it doesn't have a missing limb. According to the Rambam, it's very good, whereas according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's strange that you'd have to check it 4 days, one day after another, to make sure it's not missing a limb. What kind of beaker is that? It's true, by the Korban Tumid, according to the Rambam, you will need such a beaker 4 days in advance, but that's learned out from the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, and therefore it will also be only one check, and that's before your Makdashit. In order to be Makdashit, you check it 4 days in advance, in order to make sure that's prepared for a Korban. A second Raya that we could bring is from the Mishnah in Tumid that says that you have to recheck the Korban Tumid before shechting it. The Rambam brought this down. He said, even though you checked it once 4 days in advance, you check it again before shechting it. According to Rashi and Tosfos, why do we say the carbon needs to be checked 4 days in advance? The carbon tumid is being checked, and the carbon pesach 5 days. Why do we say it needs bikur aboyim and it has to be checked 4 days? It should be checked 5 days. Ton bikur chamisha yamim. Why? You check it on the 10th, check it on the 11th, check it on the 12th, check it on the 13th. That's 4 days. And then on the 14th, you're checking it again before being makavit. We find that by the tumid, you have to check it again right before being makavit. If so, that's the fifth day that it's being checked. It's being checked for 5 days. Why do we say the carbon tumid is ton vikar bar yamin? Presumably the carbon pesach also, if it was purchased 4 days in advance, you check it a fifth time on the day before you makavit, just like the carbon tumid. I mean, that's the continuum of the carbon tumid to learn from the carbon pesach. Why does it say Bikur Arba'a Yamim? It should say the Korban Tumid is termed Bikur Chamisha Yamim. Now, the way that one might answer this is by saying that, well, maybe the Korban Pesach itself has to be checked only on the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Who said you have to check it on the 10th altogether? And maybe on the 10th you purchase it, then you start checking it on the following day. But Rashi and the Korban Tumid, you could certainly say the same thing as Tan Bikur Arba Yomin, meaning from the 3 days before, 2 days before, 1 day before, and the day that it's brought. But Rashi and Erech in Yigimel Day says that can't be. Rashi says if it says Mechum Mibarasar, obviously the first check is on the day that you purchase it. And in fact, he says by Korban Tumid as well, you have to check it 4 days before, 3 days before, 2 days before, and 1 day before. Those are the 4 days, because they have to be similar to the Korban Pesach. So, if so, why do we always say the Korban Tumid is Ton Bikur Arba Yamim? Perhaps you can answer according to Rashi and Tosfos that the fifth day is an extra Chumad Rabbanan, which was only done by the Korban Tumid, and by the Korban Pesach, the Torah did not require it. It's extra Chumad by the Korban Tumid. According to the Rambam, though, it's very good. This could be the Din Dairai. So, you have to check it before being Makavit, and you have to check it before you Makdash it, and it applies both to the Korban Tumid and to the Korban Pesach. And when it says Ton Bikur Arba Yamim, it means 4 days in advance you check it the first time. It doesn't mean you check it for 4 days. It means you check it 4 days in advance. That's, I think, mashmah, it's like the Rambam. Another raya for the Rambam, that Bikur Arba Yamim Mekach Miba'ot are the same, could be brought from the Mechilta, which I have in the Ma'amakomos. The Mechilta says on the pasuk of Mishmeres, which is the pasuk that taught us Bikar Ba Yamin. Vayokam the Mishmeres, Lohotzi Pesach Tayres, She Pesach Mitzrayim Mekol Be'asar, Pesach Tayres, Mekol Kol Zman. It says that this pasuk of Mishmeres teaches you that the Pesach Tayres does not have a din of Mekach Mibasar. According to Rashi, it should have said Pesach Tayres doesn't have a din of Mishmeres, of Bikar Ba Yamin. According to the Rambam, it's beautiful. Even though the pasuk is discussing the din of Mechlami of Bikar Ba Yamin, we learn out from here that Pesach Dairus does not have to have Mechlami Be'asar, because that's the same thing as Bikar Ba Yamin. This is a very strong raya that the pasuk of Mishmeres is not discussing just the din of Bikar Ba Yamin, but it's discussing Mechlami Be'asar as well. According to Rashi, it's not true. The pasuk of Mishmeres is discussing both Mechlami Be'asar and Bikar Ba Yamin. However, the Mechilta is a riot not just to the fact that Mechel Mibasar and Bikar Ba Yamin are the same, but it's a riot to the Rambam's whole idea, which is that Korban Pesach today does not require Bikar Ba Yamin, because that's what the Mechilta is saying. The Mechilta is learning from this pasuk that Korban Pesach Mitzrayim Mechel Mibasar U'Pesach Peres Mechel Kol Zman. If the pasuk is teaching from this pasuk, if we learn from this pasuk, then l'chayah we're learning not just that the mekach mibasar doesn't apply to Pesach Taras, but also the bikar b'yamim doesn't apply to Pesach Taras, because this pasuk is certainly teaching us in a bikar b'yamim. So we can say we have these three riots to the Rambam that bikar b'yamim and mekach mibasar are the same, one and the same din. They're the beginning of the hektish. The Rambam is probably lishitaso. When the Rambam says in Perush Mishnah in Erechin that we learn out Tamid must be inspected 4 days in advance from the pasuk of B'moado. It says B'moado, says the Rambam, it's in the Mari Makomos, number 4. It says, Ofisha Nemer B'Pesach B'moado, V'Nemer B'Tamid Tishmeru Lakavli B'moado. Meaning when the Gemara over here says, B'Pesach B'Shiny Tamid Iksibay Tishmeru, it means Tishmeru Lakavli B'moado. There's a hekesh between Pesach and Korban Tamid. Why didn't the Rambam learn like Rashi and the others that Tishmeru is compared to the word Mishmeres? This Mishmeres is checking, so that Tishmeru is also checking. The answer is, because the Rambam learns that there is no din of Mishmeres that it has to be checked constantly. There is no din of checking constantly. The din of Mishmeres is simply that it has to be reserved 4 days in advance. When it says Tishmeru l'hakru l'ibamolado, it's not referring to v'haylachem the mishmeres ad arba'as hayom, that you have to keep it by you until arba'as hayom. What we want to learn to Tamid is not keeping it by you, but that you have to be mafish it 4 days in advance, and at that time you check it also. But nothing is being done during those 4 days that you could say that we're comparing the tishmeru to the mishmeres arba hayom, which are the days that it is remaining ad arba'as hayom, the mishmeres ad arba'as hayom l'chodesh. During those days, nothing is being done. The only comparison that can be made is from B'moado to B'moado. It says B'Pesach B'moado, and it says by the Korban Tamid B'moado. We could compare and say that just like a Pesach has a din of purchasing it 4 days in advance, so too the Tamid has a din of purchasing it 4 days in advance. Okay, as far as this halacha itself, that the Rambam says, that the Korban Pesach does not have to be checked 4 days in advance, the Rambam is clearly not alone in this Shita. The Rambam, first of all, has Rabbeinu Chananel, which is a Tana Gadol that supports him, saying that we don't have to check the Korban Pesach Taras 4 days in advance. And the Radvaz, who comments on the Rambam and says the Gemara is mashma like him. All right, the Radvaz is maybe just explaining the Rambam, but could be perhaps not being posek. There's also the Chedushei Rashbin Menachas, Chedushei Hamichos from the Rashba, it's not the Rashba himself, but it's a Rishon, and Menachas Mentes, the Rashba says, why is it that the Korban Tamid is only Korban that requires checking 4 days in advance? It's true that it says Tishmeru L'Akavli B'moado in the beginning of the Parsha of the Tamid, but that pasuk is not talking just about Tamid. We learn out from that pasuk that every Korban Tzibur is Derech HaTumah and is Derech HaShabbos from Tishmeru L'Akavli B'moado. It says B'moado the Korban Tzibur. If so, we see the pasuk could be applying to every Korban Tzibur. Why doesn't every Korban Tzibur require Bikur 4 days in advance? The answer is, well, since the Korban Pesach clearly doesn't require Bikur 4 days in advance, we never find the Korban Pesach requires Bikur 4 days in advance. So if so, it cannot be applying to every Korban Tzibur. when it says Tishma Nakli B'Mozo, it cannot be applying to every Korban Tzibur which follows in that parasha, because one of those is Korban Pesach. If so, we already limit the Pasuk just to the Korban Tamid, which is the Pasuk immediately following Tishma Nakli B'Mozo. He is clearly learning like the Rambam, that the Korban Tamid does not require Bikur Arba'a Yomim in advance. An interesting raya, and there's another proof can be brought. Those are the shitas that support the Rambam. We could bring some proofs to the Rambam shita that the Korban Pesach Teres does not require Bikur for days. We mentioned the Mechilta, which seems to be a support. Another raya can be brought from the Mishnah in Sadekei that says the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and does not say that Pesach Rishon has to be inspected 4 days in advance, whereas Pesach Sheni does. Tosfos asks why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, and the answer is Bedeichik. According to the Rambam, there is no difference between Pesach Rishon and Sheni. Both of them do not have to be inspected 4 days in advance. That is a raya to the Rambam from the Mishnah over here. And another raya to the Rambam, Alpi Drush, can be brought, the Kli Chemda brings a raya from the Medrash that discusses the Korban of Yitzchak. Says that Yitzchak brought a korban. And so Yitzchak asked his son to bring him two gedayi izim. The Medrash asks, "Are gedayi izim? Are those the machal of Yitzchak? That's what Yitzchak always eats." Says Chad lePesach, Chad lChagiga. Yitzchak was there. The day was Yudal v'Nisan. Yitzchak wanted to bring a korban Pesach, and he asked his son, "Go out and find me a korban." But what did he tell his son? He said, "Tzudali tayid." He told Esav, "Go out and hunt for me a korban." If he's going to hunt a korban today, it won't have been inspected 4 days in advance. This is a support for the shita that the korban Pesach does not have to be inspected 4 days in advance to its being sacrificed. That's what the Kli Chemda says in the end of Pashas Toldos. Okay, this is what we come out with is Bima Sakem. We have three different opinions as to how to understand the mitzvah of Mechum Ibasar and Bikur Bar Yamin. According to Tosfos, Bikur Bar Yamim is a way of preparing the korban so that it shouldn't have a mum. Mechum Ibasar is also a way of preparing the korban so it shouldn't have a mum. The Torah wants it to be Makdish Pesach Mitzrayim before inspecting it to make sure it doesn't have a mum. The second sheet is Rashi, who says that checking it 4 days in advance so it doesn't have a mum is a preventative measure, like Tosfos says, to make sure that it doesn't have a mum, to make sure it's a fit for a korban, but being makdish it 4 days in advance is the beginning of akrava. That's part of being makdish the korban, is you have to start preparing it has to be kadosh 4 days in advance. It's not related to the inspection. The Rambam learns that the inspection is related to the hakdasha. Both of them are dealing in the hakrava takorban. They're the beginning of the hakdasha takorban. The whole point of the beaker is to check it 4 days in advance in order to see that it's fit to be makdish so that you can be makdish it. And there is no din of checking the korban and rechecking it every day in the following days. Well, he said Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say like the Rambam also, and the Chidushi Rashi Menachos also says like the Rambam, the Turi Evin that's Medayik from Rashi and Shavuos, and he also seems to hold like the Rambam that the korban, but that's another, right, that they have to be makdish the korban. You have to check the korban after your makdish. It's a different sheet, and we're not going to go into that now. And that sums up the shitas about the Dinamekot Mibasar and Bikar Bar Yamin.